definitely looked like it got pretty feisty out there. You were in the middle of one of them. Were you bothered by
that the flare-ups had happened?
I mean, you don't want it to happen. It's you kind of expect it a little bit, and especially the second day when guys come back and stuff brewed a little bit at the end of the first practice, and that usually carries over to the next day. Guys are competing hard. You know, the one that I saw, you know, looks like someone got between Akib and Pierre, and at the end of the practice, they're sitting laughing with each other talking. But it's guys are competitive, and guys support their teammates, and everyone's got each other's back. So anytime there's a little scuffle on the field, it's really hard to keep people back on both sides because everyone's so protective of each other, and I think that says a lot about both teams. But I know their coaching staff and our coaching staff and their players and our players, I thought we did a pretty good job trying to treat each other the right way.
Are you somebody who jumps in the middle of those, or do you?
Oh, no, I'm not ready to take a punch right now. I'm going to keep my distance. I try to do what I can, but that's not much.
You fight Sue because of the crackback block, and what's your take on crackbacks and scrimmage?
Well, I mean, anything that's illegal in a game, I mean, we definitely don't want to do that in practice either. I didn't see it, so it's all he said, she said. So I didn't see it all. Usually there's two people at fault, and then it just escalates. And you know, that stuff happens all the time in games. And what we preach to our players, I mean, if you're scared to fight, you're probably not going to be in the NFL. So you don't need to prove yourself because it's usually the second guy who gets the penalty. So that's stuff that we try to emulate in practice. And we know frustrations happen. You don't have to prove to us that you're a tough guy who wants to fight. You won't be here if you're not like that. So ours is more the tougher guy who doesn't throw the second punch, because the second punch is usually the one that costs the team.
Were you, aware, were you looking forward to see how aggressive your team was, how intense they were in a situation like this?
Yeah, it's really important to me to see us compete and have each other's back and not turn anything down. That's very important. You want to know about everybody, and when you get in some of those situations, you can really see how people are and how they respond. I think it's a very hard thing to be that competitive, that physical, in this sport especially, and to play that aggressive between the whistles and stuff, and then when something does happen, not to lose your cool, because you got to go to a different state to just get to that level to compete in the sport. So I think it takes practice, and I think it takes a special person to play that violent of a game, but never to really lose your reality.
Did Ruben participate in 11-on-11 today?
No, he just did 7-on-7 and all the individual stuff.
As far as your concern is what's the situation with his shoulder? Can he possibly play?
Yeah, he was very upset with me that he didn't today. We were just being safe with him. You know, we know he hasn't been on it very long. It was sore after yesterday. Stuff that happens, especially with linebackers, a lot. I mean, Bo went out halfway through practice with the same thing. Johnny ended up pulling Bo out because his shoulder was sore. It was physical out there, especially going against another team, the way linebackers had to defend on people. And Ruben has some soreness, so we didn't feel it was worth it to put him out there today.
Play Saturday?
I expect him to. I mean, we're going to be smart with him regardless, but I would expect him to. I don't know how he's going to feel then, though.
And the Bowman thing happened today as well?
Yeah, that happened. I wasn't out on that side at the time, but I was told, Johnny told me he pulled Bo halfway through practice because his shoulder was sore also.
We're not going to be able to see any more practices, but in your mind, is training camp over, or does it extend?
It's weird, especially when you don't go away. You know, every day is kind of like the same day. I got reminded right at the end that tonight guys aren't staying in the hotel and things like that, but we're going to be in the same time tomorrow at the same place. It's the day before a game, so the schedule will be different. We get to next week, and it's versus Minnesota, and like many teams, it's our third preseason game, so we'll try to make that the exact same way as the season. So that we won't have the night walkthroughs and things. So you don't think about it much, but, yeah, training camp is over, and what that means is we're not all staying in dorms together, and we're not having night walkthroughs.
Where are you on generally on competitions for jobs? Are they coming to an end, or is it still?
No, it's still, there's a lot of good competition on our team, not just for starter positions, but backup positions. I can tell you it's going to be real tough to cut it down to 53, and we're going to need all this game and practices to evaluate that.
Looked into making decisions on playing time for Saturday?
Yeah, we've talked about it. It's not official yet. I'd like them to play a little bit more than they did last week. You know, I know that I think our offensive starters had like 6 plays. I want to say the defense had about 10. My goal is to get them in about 20 sometime in that second quarter. Third game, you play them a little bit more. So somewhere between the first game and third game is what we'd like. You never know how the drives are going to go. But I'm hoping to get them out there for about 20 plays.
Excited who your second quarterback will be?
I expect CJ's going to start for or be the second guy.
Will he play past halftime?
We haven't fully decided that. It depends what type of drives he gets, you know, who starts with the ball, who ends with the ball. You know, my hunch is he'd open up the third quarter. But we'll see.
Trent Brown has been getting a lot of praise from Von Miller and some other guys out there saying that he can be one of the top tackles in the league. What does he need to do to reach that level when he's being considered in the same breath as Joe Staley, et cetera?
He needs to do it every play. You know, he definitely has the ability to do that. And I heard Von say that in a quote 2 years ago, too. And I didn't know Trent much. Not knowing him much coming out of college and not going against him because I was always on offense. But I heard that. And, you know, to get here, I see why Von said that. And Trent's got a lot of ability, a lot of size, a lot of length. He's very good in his pass protection. And, you know, I think one thing that's tough about alignment in this league is you can be perfect for 67 plays, and then three plays you're off, and those are the three plays that change the game. And those are really the only three plays that anyone saw the person. Whether you're late off the ball, whether you block the wrong guy, or whether you just get beat and give up a crucial sack, that changes everything. So I think one thing about alignment is consistency. And Trent has a lot of ability, and I think he's working very hard since we've been here to get the most out of his ability. And the more consistent he can be, he's tough to deal with when he's on.
Yes, John, about this.
These 2 days, good for the team's confidence, you think, and just being able to look at another team that's highly thought of and can tell that, at least for these two practices, you were pretty much on equal footing with them?
Yeah, I think it's important when you go against another team, you always want to measure yourself up against other people, get sick of going against your own guys. Our guys have just put their heads down and worked since we've been here. You don't really know how much you've improved or how you haven't until you go against other people. And, you know, bringing a team in like Denver and the success they've had and the talent they have, I think to get out there and compete with those guys, I think it does give you some confidence, but I think our guys expected it too. I think they were expecting to do good. And, you know, there's lots of stuff we can clean up, lots of stuff we need to do better. But I think our guys were happy with how they competed, and hopefully that can continue to carry over.
John, about it yesterday, but the National Anthem protest. If a player of yours does engage in a protest, sits down, what's your position on that?
Just to talk to the guy. I'm not going to tell anyone what to do or not to do. I see stuff on TV also and things that are going on in this country and this world. And I think anybody who sees that stuff and doesn't get the feeling that they'd like to do something about it to end that stuff, I think something's wrong with you. I completely understand why guys want to do stuff and want to speak up. I think there's lots of different ways to do it. I know, me personally, I'd always stand for the flag and do that because, you know, it's something I've always done. I see most people do it. And, you know, when I'm down there doing the national anthem, I'm pretty locked into my job at hand and thinking of what's about to go on and my responsibilities as a coach, my responsibilities in my job. And I'm so focused on that, I'm not thinking about much else. But for a player, if they see that differently and they want to do something about that, I completely understand their intentions and why, because I think everyone can agree there's lots of stuff that's pretty sad to see right now.
Have you talked to the team about that?
No, I haven't. I don't necessarily need to. I mean, I think everyone gets kind of what's going on to a degree and understands what's very wrong about all this stuff. And I think everyone wants to do stuff to help and everyone wants to make a change. I'm not going to sit and tell people how to do that. That's up to them. That's why our country is the best country. And if someone does decide to do that, then yeah, I'll talk to anybody about anything. I'd like to know what our players are thinking and what's going on and why they choose to do something. But there's no need for me to address it until it's something to talk about.
Would you prefer that if someone was planning to do something, you would know ahead of time? Or does it matter to you?
Honestly, it doesn't matter to me. It wouldn't distract me. It's hard to distract me at the time that would happen. Might be distracting after a game when I get 1,000 questions about it and I didn't even notice it during the game. But besides that, it's just about being prepared for questions and things like that. But I can totally understand people's intentions, and I would always just want to hear why.
Marquise Goodwin and Jeremy Curley actually gave the Broncos secondary fits and one-on-one drills. Do you give those guys free rein on double moves and triple moves depending on what the coverage dictates, or is are they running their routes precisely what's called?
No, you can't. I wish as a receiver that you could just run whatever and adjust to it, but that quarterback's going to get sacked and throw a lot of picks. You know, there's got to be a very it's tough to have the timing in this league. Like, you have to throw it right on time, right when they're open. If that quarterback doesn't know exactly what they're doing, no matter how open you get it, they're going to recover, and it's going to be a pick six. I was messing with the keep. I told him you're going to see a lot more double moves in one-on-one because we don't have to block Von Miller there. We know when we do, it's harder to do double moves. He knows that too, so we got a kick out of that. It's always frustrating for DBs and double moves in one-on-one because it's hard to guard double moves. But it's hard to block for double moves long enough for them to develop.
So that having them here is not an opportunity to assess. How would you assess the receivers going against that pretty impressive cornerback group?
I was proud of our guys. That's a challenge. We played against Denver last year, and it was as good of a corner group as I faced. They did a very good job versus our receivers last year, and we had a very good group of guys. So I knew it was going to be a challenge. I thought the guys stepped up. They didn't shy away from anything. And I thought it was a good battle. I was proud of our guys.
Thank you.